delighted to say, joining me now live on the line is former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle. Declan, first of all, Finn Harps last night 3-3 against UCD, and even back in your playing days, going up to the UCD Bowl and not getting beaten and getting a point, usually a good night's work.
Yeah, listen, I suppose down to the years, it's always a difficult place to go. What you do get with UCD, you're guaranteed energy and a lot of athleticism and a lot of power and pace with their, and their squad of teams. You know, they're very young, dynamic teams all the time, obviously students and scholarships. So, you know, and they also have full-time outfit as well. They do a lot of training and a lot of work with their conditioning as well. So they're always in very, very good shape. And but yeah, listen, I suppose on the result this night, I didn't obviously hear the manager speaking there, but just I suppose when you're probably delighted to get a draw when you're heading down there, but when you get a penalty in the 8th minute, and you're probably thinking, you know, 3 points here and close the gap between, you know, level of points with UCD and put a wee bit of space between you and the rest of the teams below you. But listen, I ended up 3-3, and it's funny, Enoch Clancy, who played along with us last year, was came up and scores the winner for UCD, so or the leveler for UCD. So there you go. So a small world around here, but yeah, listen, good result, obviously, and it keeps the momentum going for Finn Harps.
Declan, you're a regular in Finn Park throughout the season. What have you made of Harps so far this season?
A wee bit of a mixed bag, I would think. Kind of watching them, you know, sometimes the performances are good and sometimes are bad, and it's just been one of those ones. Inconsistency, probably a new group of players coming together, and you get that wee bit of inconsistency. The pitch probably hasn't helped them. I don't think the pitch is great. It's not conducive to a good level of passing the ball through the thirds, so it's difficult, you know. I think there's been good performances and bad performances, and they probably left points behind them when they probably shouldn't have, if we've been truthful. And, you know, I suppose for where we were last year and regarding this year, obviously, new manager coming in and has done a good job, having Kevin McHugh done a good solid job, you know, and you know, they probably didn't think at the start of the season they'd be up, you know, third in the table potentially, you know, but they've dropped points against the lesser opposition. They probably should be in second and clear and closer to Cork City, because even the performance against Cork and the two home games they played against them was very, very good, and there wasn't much difference in between both teams, and probably the difference is the quality end of it, just on top end of the pitch. And, you know, you get chances against good opposition, you need to make sure that you take them, and probably that's been the thing that's probably let them down the most this season, you know. But good solid start, and now can they push on and maybe get a few bodies on the top end of the pitch in July?
You've seen Galway United last season, Declan. They ran away with the league, to be fair, and Waterford United as well. Cork City, they're top of the table. They're 10 points ahead of UCD, who occupy a second spot. Harps are 3 points behind UCD. They're in third position. Is it fair for me to say that Harps are realistic contenders for a playoff spot? And as you said, if we've got a few bodies in, especially at the top end of the table, a playoff is a realistic at this stage?
Yeah, listen, I think that would be probably the goal, probably the start of the season. I think Cork City were everyone's favourite team to obviously get automatic promotion. I think that'll not change. You say they're 10 points ahead of UCD at the minute, like, so I don't see, I think them see them galloping away into distance similar to Galway last year, and it'll probably be overtime July or July 10 comes. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult. It's very close in between all the rest of the points. Obviously, you've got UCD, you've got Finn Harps, you've got Wexford, you've Athlone come back into the fold who started very well and then had a bit of a dip, and they're back in there. You've Bray, they're there as well. So you've four or five teams that are going to be fighting very, very, you know, hard to get into the playoffs. And I suppose realistically, if you're thinking at the start of the season, the playoffs would be a really good position for Harps to secure this year. And then hopefully maybe you'll come to the playoffs, maybe, you know, get to the final, you know, the second round of that. And then, you know, you never know what could happen after that. And so I would say that's probably objective for this year would be to get to the playoffs. And never, you know, and then you never know what can happen, like, you know. But, you know, you need to be really worried as well at times, because you see the jump now in that Premier League. It's massive now, absolutely massive. And even you see the two teams coming up, Waterford and Galway, and the spending and the budgets they have coming up. Like, you know, it really puts pressure on any clubs coming up to try to get into that area, you know, and to stay away from automatic promotions. Even Cork, we know they struggled last year coming up and coming back down again automatically. So Waterford have invested heavily. So have Galway, and obviously Galway have probably been the team of the year so far, even though they're not top of the table. But you know, we know where they came from and how well they're doing, and the results have been unreal. And you know, they've really set the bar high. But it's going to be difficult for any team getting up, you know, from the playoffs position for sure. You know,
Galway United, Declan, fourth position in the Premier Division. Ollie and John Caulfield doing great work around Eamon DC Park. Derry City travelled to St Patrick's Athletic last night. Paul McMullen getting a 76th minute goal for the Candy Stripes there. Stephen Kenny not to return to the League of Ireland that he would have liked, but great to see a former international manager back in the League of Ireland, Declan.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably, you know, I didn't think it would probably happen. There was word he was looking to obviously get jobs further afield in different countries. I didn't think he'd come back into the League of Ireland, especially not St Pat's, and nothing against St Pat's. I thought he might go back to Derry City at some stage, but not St Pat's. But obviously, there's been a lot of negotiating with him and the chairperson, and he's sitting on a 5-year contract, and I would say he's probably on a lucrative contract as well on top of that. So, you know, he's happy to go with that. Yeah, listen, I mean, St Pat's, I seen him here 2 weeks ago against Sligo Rovers, got a really good group of players, very talented group of players as well. And you know, if he can add and increase the budget a wee bit on what he has, you know, they're a really good squad of players, so he'll be looking to push up closer up to the top three. You know, and always a wee bit off at the minute, like, and it's very competitive up there, obviously, with Shelburne, and you have Derry City, as you mentioned, and obviously Shamrock Rovers as well. So St Pat's will be looking to get him into that area there and put pressure on. And I've no doubt, you know, on his 5 years, if he gets 1 or 2 years behind him, I would say he'd be pushing hard for that Premier League title and again, a good run in Europe. And we all know how good of a coach he is. Done really well. Obviously, things didn't work out the way it was planned for the international job. But, you know, his record in the League of Ireland, barring his spell in Shamrock Rovers, has been exceptional. And he'll be looking to do the exact same with St Pat's. And he seems to have the backing of the board and the chairman there. And if there's money given to him to get players, I have no doubt that he'll bring a Premier Division title back to St Pat's in the near future.